Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast. This is God Network News, episode 126. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world, not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Indonesia has 300 plus different languages, 1,000 different islands in that archipelago. There's people just scattered everywhere. You have a few Christians and you have a large number of Hindus and Buddhists, as well as the vast majority being Muslim. And so this is a very strategic place for our brother and his team to be working. But it was just so exciting, the stories of what God was doing. We had to bring it to you, our God Network News listeners.
Asked him what lifted. He said, yeah, it lifted. He was so happy that something had lifted off of him.
Yeah.
And so, but my wife, you know, being the good doctor that she is, said, well, we'll go to the laboratory. And so they, you know, checked out his labs, and he did have some other issues, physical issues to deal with. So they put him on medicine, and he got better in a very short period of time. And this had been something that had been going on for a long time. So this was why they wanted to have him checked out.
Yeah.
So it really challenged my theology at that point, because I have no doubt that this man is a believer.
Yeah.
And that he's also being used by God to lead groups and things like this. But apparently there was a door open in his life that had not been shut. And so, God allowed that door to be shut at that point in his life. And so about 3 weeks later, his daughter, who was about, I think, in junior high at the time, was at school. And this is a very common phenomena in the country where I live, that students will, and groups of students will at some times be possessed or tormented. So groups, 3, 4, 6, sometimes
these
I've heard.
These are Muslim children.
Muslims. And so the typical procedure is to get the ustad or the religious teacher to come over and recite the, there's a certain verse called the chair verse. And so it's believed to have power to release people from tormenting spirits. And so they had already done this with these three gals. Three gals suddenly were tormented by evil spirits, middle of the day, school day. So they had fetched the ustad, they had fetched the religious teacher, they had already prayed these verses over these three young ladies, and nothing had worked. So the daughter of the man who had been released came out of her class and asked, what's going on? There's three people that appear like they're having a big problem, and they explain that, oh, yeah, they're being tormented by evil spirits. So she said, oh, I know how to handle this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
she saw what happened.
She had seen what had happened with her father.
Yeah.
And so she just put her hand on one after the other, prayed in the name of Isa al-Masih that they would be normal again. And they were normal right away. So
and Isa al-Masih is the name for Jesus in the Quran. Yeah,
that's right. Jesus Christ. So it literally means Jesus the Messiah.
Right.
So which is good news for these three girls. And so they ended up then wanting to know more about who is this Jesus that delivered me from that torment. And so all three of them started to study with the daughter of the man in the story, and they all made decisions for receiving Isa al-Masih as their Lord and Savior. And so I, as I look back on that situation, I thought, you know, wow, that was the one of the first times I had really been used to help somebody work through what a heavy torment or a possession, if you will. And so I was working through that and wondering why, you know, at this time, why me? And thinking about myself, but it wasn't about me at all. It was about his daughter.
She was there watching.
And to this day, she's a leader within that whole movement of Muslims into the body of Christ.
That is so fantastic. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Well, thank you very much for that story. You've given us a lot to think about and to pray into. And so, God Network News listeners, please be praying for the Muslim world. God's doing incredible, incredible things. Millions of Muslims coming into the kingdom, and like we've never seen before, basically, in history. And so please keep praying for that. Keep praying for the boldness, the protection of God, and just the opening of people's eyes, that the darkness will leave their eyes. They'll understand that Jesus is their Savior and their Lord, their lover of their soul. And thank you so much, Jack, for bringing that story to us today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be able to meet with you and just to share over meals and enjoy fellowshipping. So,
amen. Amen.
And Carol,
bless you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.